I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we get rolling, an announcement or a request, really. I'd like your input on how we can improve the podcast. So we're running a survey on the Site Visibility website. It'll take about 5 minutes of your time, and it's really going to help us to sort of, you know, continue to make your podcasting experience as great as possible. So if you'd like to help us out, if you go to www.sitevisibility.com/survey, we'd really appreciate you back. So that's sitevisibility.com/survey. Right, now today I'm joined by Simon Jacobson, who is the SMB lead for the UK and Ireland at Microsoft Search Advertising, and he's responsible for Microsoft's Bing ads in the UK across small and mid-sized businesses. Simon, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks, Andy. Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Let's start off. Tell us a bit about yourself and what you're doing at Microsoft, even though I've just described it, but you can go a bit deeper than I did.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so my role, as you say, is the small and mid-sized business lead for the UK and Ireland at Microsoft Search Advertising. And my role is essentially a partner role, to partner with all of our teams internally and our kind of partner organizations externally to make sure that our customers that we have today, our prospective customers for tomorrow, and our partners that we work with all get what they need to grow their businesses with us. It's quite a matrix role because of the size of the Microsoft organization and how fast we're moving at the moment. I get a chance to work with our sales, support and services teams, as well as to really collaborate with our product and marketing teams to make sure that we really continue to deliver a best-in-class offering across these functions. And we continue, I guess, importantly, to ask the right questions of ourselves.
Actually, Simon, I want to talk about Bing today. How long has it been going as a, you know, search engine now?
Bing was founded in the sort of mid-2000s. And I guess really, you know, having been on the other side of the industry at the time of its formation and seeing where Bing has grown to today and the momentum that we're on, it's actually a, you know, it's for me, it's been a wonderful place to be. I've actually only been with Microsoft for a short while, about less than 2 years, which in the grand scheme of my career in search of probably beyond 12 years is actually not a lot. But it is a fantastic place to be, not just, you know, physically, but, you know, this industry, the innovation, the Bing product direction, how close Bing has now become to the overall Microsoft suite and alongside the Microsoft mission. And I guess the most important thing is the call outs from the top of Microsoft and the leadership team, and knowing that we have that investment in Bing and Bing Ads products make not just today but tomorrow really exciting for us.
Now, you've been working in the search industry for some time. What sort of continues to excite you or perhaps inspire you about the industry?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. I guess really sitting where I sit today, it's kind of, you know, being in the challenger mindset and knowing that there are very few organizations in the game that can actually break the norm, and knowing that Bing is obviously one of those that can, that excites me, that inspires me every day. The dynamic of digital, I guess, and those, the customers that buy digital advertising, that dynamic is changing. You know, you've got social as well as search, perhaps falling with the same buyers, with the same transferable skills, different platforms, devices, context, mobile as an obvious one. Mm. People come back to search and continually, year over year, there's consistent growth in the revenue that the likes of Bing, Google, Facebook, and the spend that advertisers that place that really shows advertisers love search. Mm. The most successful advertisers really love search. The most inspiring thing I would say is across search as a whole at the moment, search is expected to overtake television in terms of ad spend over the next 6 to 12 months, according to the IAB in the UK.
Yeah.
And that's the verification for search to continue and kick on and really kind of drive itself. So that to me is exciting and inspiring. I guess when we know that search is one of the most accountable media channels and the one that captures the intent of a user. Mm. And we know that we're playing with, audiences, and we're really trying to understand what drives an audience to take an action. We're in a great position at Microsoft to sort of understand that, especially with the changing of the game with voice search and all of the innovations in AI and Cortana, our intelligent assistant bots, new platforms. Even the suggestion that screens would just be a player in the future, rather than just a method of being able to get a search result. It really feels like the industry is on a cusp of change, and we're kind of in that. We're at the epicenter of that here at Microsoft, and for me, that's what continues to inspire me.
Right now, I mean, it's a ever-shifting landscape, isn't it? It's a huge area. So, what makes sort of Bing and Microsoft sort of unique in the sort of search space?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it's our kind of role to differentiate in some way and to ensure that the advertiser and our customers, partners, prospects have a unique offering. And for us, it's also where can we add value to those advertisers who we know are sophisticated today. A lot of that comes from feedback and intentional investments that we've made against receiving that feedback. One of them is growing our market share. When I first started using Bing 10 years ago or so, you were talking about single figure percentages of market share, and the investments recently, I would say one kind of tailwind is the adoption of Windows 10 globally as an operating system that has Bing at the heart of it, and the Edge browser has Bing as the default. We're talking about 400 million devices, so there's real momentum there. But the intention of the investments that Bing has made over the past few years has really kind of captured and captivated customer mindsets. So Bing is not just a single figure percentage share player. Bing has intentionally invested in its market share and the quality of that market share. So in addition to Windows 10, which is the real kind of growth catalyst, Bing has grown to about 24% search query share in the UK.
Yeah.
That's intentional. It comes from a number of different partnerships. So we syndicate partnerships with Yahoo, with AOL, with local partners like Gumtree in the UK, for example. And on the flip side, we also have the trust of very large organizations like Apple and Amazon, who trust us with their own customers and platforms.
Yeah.
Just a kind of a snippet there is that Bing is the default search engine on Siri and Alexa. And of course, it's Microsoft's own Cortana intelligent assistant. So the growth of Bing, the closeness of that to Microsoft, I guess that's really what makes Bing a unique player in the search space today.
Yeah. So when you're talking to customers and partners, Simon, what would you say your biggest challenges?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I talk a lot about sort of the bigger picture and intentions and investments that Microsoft and Bing make in the product. For me, my role as the SMB lead is gives me far more exposure to small and medium-sized businesses, and I guess even you know, our general micro businesses in the industry. And the biggest challenge is really striking the right balance between educating an audience that needs to be educated and inspiring an audience, or perhaps re-inspiring an audience to believe in Bing again.
Yeah.
If they've had an experience in the past that isn't what we're seeing today. So striking that right balance with the right audience is, I guess, my biggest challenge every day. And I guess from a marketing point of view, we're trying to deliver the right message to both of those audiences. There's still so much to learn about search today. So this education about reason to believe, I guess, in search marketing, and then a reason to believe in Bing, we're talking about a different landscape, really, than we were when I started off in search. You know, we have a far more complex area today, far more data to capture and understand, more layers, more context, time of day, day of week, regions, devices, personas. Our goal as search marketers is to personalize an experience to a searcher, to trigger off, capture somebody's intent and deliver them an actionable way of understanding that intent. That's getting harder. So our job as Bing Ads is to capture that challenge and build products that remove those friction steps and allow businesses to achieve more in the search space. And I guess not just from this particular space, but, you know, to your earlier question around you know, investments and why Microsoft and Bing are unique in this space.
Mm.
We're constantly taking on feedback about where we can remove those friction steps for our users. We deliver products that our users want to see, and that in turn gives them trust that we're with them as a partner along the journey.
So I always ask this question to our interviewees. If you had one top tip or sort of a key takeaway for our audience today, Simon, what would it be?
Oh, I'm gonna tailor this answer to a small business or to a smaller or a mid-sized business.
Mm.
Perhaps to those two areas I just mentioned before, one who perhaps does not have a reason to believe in search, or somebody who you know needs a bit more convincing around Bing, is from my experience in online marketing over a period of years, I'd say one size doesn't fit all. And what I mean by that is that everyone talks around, you know, what other people have done to achieve success.
Mm.
And the industry moves at such a fast pace that success yesterday is not the same as success tomorrow. The industry's moving, the industry's changing, the landscape, the providers, the options, the context, the users, the audience, everything is changing so frequently that it's about what's right for your business now. Where is my audience hiding? You know, what is my audience looking for? What other things are they looking for online? Planning for your audience today and understanding that one size does not necessarily fit all for every type of advertiser in every vertical. That's, I guess, the key thing I would keep at the back of my mind whilst I was planning.
Just a little bonus question here. I like to sneak these bonus questions in to keep our guests on our toes. Where, looking into the future, Simon, where do you see search going in the sort of like medium and long term?
I'll go backwards in time from the longer term. I think we can see screens becoming less and less of the norm. So the way that we traditionally think about search as a purely screen-based experience.
Yeah.
I think we can move into an area where we will have an ecosystem of intelligence led by the likes of Cortana,
yeah,
whereby we will have results delivered to us. We talk about, I think for the last 15 years, we've talked about semantics in search. That vision is almost becoming a reality with these intelligent assistants.
Mm.
I see that as a kind of longer-term feature. In the sort of more medium term, I can see that shift to additional devices continuing. I can see advertiser sophistication going up and up. I can see, you know, tools like Bing Ads having a responsibility to deliver a more easier or more seamless experience to advertisers to achieve results. We see it as our responsibility to help advertisers as much as we can.
That's fantastic. Well, Simon, thanks so much for joining us. It's been fascinating to hear about more about Bing and more about your vision of the future. How can our listeners find out more about you and Microsoft?
Good question. I've got two ways, actually. The first one, on the Bing Ads website, is advertise.bingads.microsoft.com. That's advertise.bingads.microsoft.com. Mm. There's a bunch of case studies, market share information. If you go to the planning section of that, there's some really great planning tools. If you're looking in this market or in expanding to other markets, there's some great tools free to use on there. And in addition, if you are keen on trialing Bing or you want to get in touch with any of our sales marketing team or myself, use the bingforsuccess@microsoft.com yeah. email address. That comes straight through to our UK sales and marketing teams. So we're very personal over here. We want to hear from you. We'll give you £100 if you want to try Bing. We're confident that you'll enjoy your experience. So that's bingforsuccess@microsoft.com. I think that's enough ways of being able to get in touch. But do get in touch if there's any questions following this.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much, Simon. And thanks to our listeners for listening. The show notes are in the usual place, sitevisibility.com/IMpodcast. Please leave us a review if you're enjoying the show, because that helps us to get the podcast out to more people. If you've got any questions or suggestions for future topics to be discussed on the show, the email is podcast@sitevisibility.com. You can tweet us @sitevisibility. And don't forget that survey. If you want to fill out the survey, about 4 or 5 minutes of your time, it's at sitevisibility.com/survey. And I think that's it. That's all from me, Andy. And it's all from Simon.
Thanks, Andy. And thanks to everybody who's been listening. Look forward to hearing from you and working with you. And I hope it's been useful.
Thanks, Simon. And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.